This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, 1460 KLTC. The iHeart Radio apps, the web apps at our website, AM 1100, AM 1090's websites. Really, no reason. You can listen to us all 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, crystal clear with any of that technology. So bring us along wherever you're at. We appreciate you very much. On What's on Your Mind, thank you. Thank you, thank you for being there loyally day in and day out. Keep the votes coming on my text at 701-367-2054 on the request from the Danish media group on whether we should do that or not. Texter says, do the show with the Danes. I just read that they are getting mad at crazy Bernie for insulting their country. Prime Minister says Denmark is not a socialist nation. Oh, okay, good, 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 good. There's a little bit of hope there. So another texter says they can listen like the rest of us. Somebody else thought it was a scam. I don't think it's a scam. Utah, we get these from time to time. This one came to the K-Fire website, Top 40 on. I don't, you know, they. It looks legit. But we'll find out. We'll find out. But you tell us whether you want to, you know, we'll let the Danes under the hood. I think it'd be good for the people in Europe to hear the real deal. Not fake news media, the real deal. And, you know, to put the Danish guy on to ask a question or two, I trust the audience. You folks are marvelous. You're fantastic. This hour, we do our weekly talk radio town hall, which we've been doing for so long, I can't even tell you how long we've been doing it anymore. But I know this, there's not much like it in any other state in America, where a United States senator comes on the radio for an hour and answers your questions, your texts, about anything. So we are grateful that Senator Cramer feels strongly enough about this to do it with us and with others in media as well to answer the questions that you ask, anything you ask. So to do that, call us, 701-258-0550, text Todd, 701-226-8503, text me, 701-367-2054. Senator Cramer, welcome back.
It's good to be back, Scott. Thank you. Sounds like you're having quite a show this morning.
Yeah, we had quite a show. Hogan Gidley from the White House told us that this week felt like a month. He said that was their mantra at the White House.
I heard that. I was in the, just so everyone knows how sexy my life is. I was in the drive-thru at Starbucks when I heard that.
You were, yes, exactly, right there.
I wanted to make sure I didn't put myself to sleep today. But Hogan's a good talker. He's really a good talker. In fact, he might be one of the better people for a radio show like yours than anybody, because he's just quite eloquent and pretty clever talker.
He is indeed. Let's get right to the calls for Senator Cramer. Jack in Fargo, go ahead for Senator Kevin Cramer.
Yeah, Senator Cramer, don't you think it would be a good idea to show our support of Trump by putting up old Trump 2016 yard signs, even if they're not current? It would be a good idea to put them up in our yards in the absence of having if you don't have a Trump 2020 sign. Just put a Trump or Cramer sign, your sign too, up in yards all across North Dakota. It doesn't matter if they're not current.
This is a great question he's raising, Scott. And as you know, there's no politics in the world like local politics, and different communities have different ordinances and whatnot about political signs. Although there was a Supreme Court case in North Dakota a few years ago that Gary Ameneth brought, you might recall, Scott, about ordinances that restrict yard signs before certain dates, or I guess it was more restricting yard signs on election day itself. That's what that was all about. And as a matter of freedom of expression. So what I would say, Jack, first of all, you know, to answer your question in a word, I think a Trump 2016 yard sign is better than not having a yard sign. I just want to make sure that the, you know, the local ordinances are okay with all of that. But yes, showing your support that way, I think makes a lot of sense. But I think it has the added benefit of reminding people that he really was elected in 2016. And, you know, that Democrats have been spending 3 years trying to unelect him and try to deny that legal election. And they've failed at every turn, and it's getting more than slightly tiring.
Jack, appreciate
Democratic neighbors' heads might explode if they see Trump 2016, because they're still waiting for the final votes to come in to prove that Hillary Clinton actually won.
I got a neighbor who still has one out, so go for it.
Go for it. There you go.
You know, the interesting thing is, I think the dynamic that is new to American politics is that there'd be a lot of people like Jack that would support the president and want to see other support for him, but not be willing to put out a sign because they don't want the grief. Just like they're not going to tell a pollster that they're for Trump or anything else. That's silent, which is pretty evident when he does these rallies. I mean, we're just getting used to them because they happen so often. But it really struck me as I'm sitting there in Minneapolis. I'm in downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get any more liberal than downtown Minneapolis, as that,
right,
you know, that goofy mayor proved. And you have people literally to the rafters of the Target Center. You have as many outside. And another however many that wanted to go that just said, well, there's obviously they're not going to get 100,000 people there, so I can't go. I mean, I mean we're a year and a half or a year and a month from the election.
It's right.
Phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, I just think we're sort of taking that for granted.
You're right, Scott. It is an interesting phenomenon. And yet you're also right in that many people, I mean, I would say many in a week, with me, whether it's in the airport or on the airplane or at, you know, at an event or a shopping mall or wherever I might bump into people, there are still plenty of people who will whisper to you their support for Donald Trump and look around and make sure that, you know, somebody they know didn't hear them say it. So there's still that quiet movement where people are just either frightened or uncomfortable because liberals have made it so difficult for conservatives to feel comfortable expressing themselves. And yet those that are bold in their proclamation for Donald Trump, you know, they're brave souls that are tired of being beaten down by liberals and liberal media and liberal institutions, who just have no appreciation for freedom of expression if it's conservative. It's unfortunate, but yes, it's a phenomenon to watch. These rallies where there are basically safe places for conservatives really, really are quite a demonstration. But the real bold supporters wear those red caps up and down the Washington Mall when they're touring the monuments, and that's really fun to watch too.
But good suggestion, Jack. I do think it's important for people who don't get why there is support for Donald Trump to the degree there is. To see it might prompt a conversation, and who knows, you might win one over. William in Minot, next for Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Brad. First, I'd like to lead off with what you're talking about now. You know, I've grown up, all my life, I've hated bullies. And that's all the Democrats have turned into, are a bunch of bullies and thugs and trying to intimidate us. So I wear my Make America Great hat virtually everywhere I go, even in other states. And this may be anecdotal, but the greatest number of people who come up and say they like my hat, and you're right, they'll whisper it are women and young girls.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that means something for Trump right there. But it kind of surprises me that it's women. I was in a line at a store the other day, and one of the tellers came over, and she had her hand on it. I forgot it was where I'm at. Shook my hand, went over and got another teller, brought her away from her till. She shook my hand, gave me a hug. So there are a lot of people out there that are for Trump that we really don't know about. The other thing I had to ask, or would like to ask, is what's wrong with these 10 senators, and I call them never Trumpers, who voted basically to take the funding away that Trump is getting to build the wall? I mean, these people, a lot of them were the same people who are mad that Trump is taking our troops out of Syria. I mean, they want our troops in harm's way in a country over in the Mid-East, in Syria, in harm's way, and yet they're not for protecting our own border on our own southern border. where we lose 100,000 people a year through drug overdoses, 90% of the drugs coming from the South. We have thousands of people every year murdered by illegal aliens, thousands of women raped by illegal aliens, and thousands of people killed by drunk driving illegal aliens. Now, I realize not all illegal aliens are bad, but, I mean, those are real numbers, and they don't seem to be, I don't know if that's collateral damage to these people. They're not worried about that, but they're worried about us taking our troops out of Syria.
Let's get Kevin's answer in here quickly because we have a break coming.
Yeah, so a couple of things. The 10 senators that voted against the funding for the wall. I'd have to go back and research that or remember where that was, what bill that was, and some of them may be the same as the others, the issue you're referencing. But when we come back, Scott, we should maybe talk about the Syria Turkey thing, because there's a situation where a lot of people, including Republicans, jumped out to judgment without knowing a lot of facts, and I think that's bitten a lot of us in politics over the years, and I'd love to elaborate a little bit on that.
Find more of your answer, William, after the break. Another call's waiting on What's On Your Mind. Talk radio.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough. And I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally, you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
What's On Your Mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Mark off if you're an active military veteran or complimentary appreciation meal is going to happen again this year at the Bismarck Mandan Elks. Mark off Thursday, November 7th. We'll have ticket more info coming up on that. Meanwhile, they got some HD pickups, and they kind of go out the door as fast as they come in. They don't even go out the door. They get off the truck and they're gone. But they apparently have some in now. So, and the 2019s have to go. Check out yours, SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Remember, we have a 24/7 line. Encourage you to use that, 855-200-1776. And that is a line that's available for anything, like leaving comments for Senator Cramer. If you want to get those in, make sure you get a chance to ask him a question. You can call that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-200-1776. We also have an extension on that for our Be the Buffalo hotline from Oasis Petroleum, meaning if you see anybody that demonstrates like they absolutely applaud at Oasis Petroleum, that Be the Buffalo spirit, whatever they're doing, law enforcement, teachers, first responders, you name it, anybody that goes above and beyond and just goes into the storm, Oasis Petroleum wants to celebrate them. Let us know, 855-200-1776. Okay, so William's question had to do with two things. One, the vote on the funding for the wall, basically the using the emergency funding for the wall. I think the Tampa Republicans he's talking about voted against using the funding. Didn't necessarily mean they were against the wall, but I guess they. I'm with him. I think that you know, you just do what you got to do at this point in time, given the games that have gone on, and then also on the situation in Syria.
Well, I agreed with the president on the emergency declaration. I believe it is an emergency, and that's why I supported his position. But I don't necessarily fault conservatives who don't like the emergency declaration. Given that in their view is, and I'm not speaking for them, I'm just stating what their view was, and that is that we'd already had a vote for funding that funded a certain amount or failed, and that the president has equal power with the Congress. In fact, he has less power when it comes to appropriations, and that the power of the purse belongs to the Congress, and that he shouldn't be able to circumvent the will of the Congress, even if we disagree with the majority. So the 10 members who voted that way, I mean, you have really conservative people like Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Marco Rubio, you know, Roy Blunt, Roger Wicker. So it's, and then you have people like Susan Collins and Mitt Romney and Rob Portman who are more on the moderate category. So, and, you know, Pat Toomey also moderate, also very conservative, very, very conservative. And so that was more of an ideological vote, I think, and one could say principled, although in disagreement with Donald Trump on that. The issue of impeachment is a very, very, very different situation, and the issue of Syria is a very, very different situation. So Donald Trump, I think, Scott, we can finally put to rest, is an unconventional Republican. In many cases, you could say he's redefined Republicanism, and for some people that's very difficult, but that doesn't change their philosophy or principle. But the Syrian thing, as I started talking about earlier.
Before you do, I want to read a text that came from a listener, because I think it'll be a similar answer. Texter said, I don't know enough about Syria and Turkey to know what I think about it. Are our troops being there the only thing keeping Turkey out of invading Syria? Or the Kurds? Or whose, you know, whoever's land the Kurds are at? And we made a promise to the Kurds, should it not be UN troops from us and our allies to keep that peace? Why are we the police force of the world? And if it's our job, why do we have to pay the bill? They've been fighting in the Middle East for thousands of years, and they'll be fighting for thousands of years more when we're gone. So I think a lot of people are wrestling with that right now, trying to say, well, what do I think is the right thing to do on that? So on that note, go ahead and answer Bill's question.
Boy, that's a really thoughtful, articulate text, by the way. First thing it does is it admits that they don't know everything, and that's the first thing we all ought to admit before we weigh in with strong opinions on some of these things and make these binary decisions based on, you know, on a complicated situation. I'm going to start with kind of where the text ended, and that is that these wars have been going on for thousands of years. I was on Jake Tapper's show on Sunday, Scotty, and can't imagine three people that listen to this show watch State of the Union on CNN on Sunday mornings. But
I'm one of them. I only watch because you were on. I'm usually watching, you know, bouncing around Fox News Sunday, Meet the Press, but I did make the switch to CNN. Yeah.
So he made the crazy claim that Donald Trump started this war. And I said, I mean, my gosh, this is these are thousand-year wars between the Turks and the Kurds. And the Kurds are our allies in the fight against ISIS. We have a mutual goal there. And they're fierce fighters and they're great fighters and we love them. At the beginning of his test, he asked the question, he doesn't know, or he or she does not know, whether our troops in at the border there, and our troops are fewer than 50. In fact, it's closer to like 30 or fewer, our advisors. And the question he asked was, we don't know if they're the only thing keeping the Turks from invading and attacking the Kurds at the border. Well, let me tell you, as someone who is who has received a very intense top secret briefing, our troops were going to be in harm's way. Turkey did not call, the call between President Erdogan and President Trump was not to seek advice. In fact, several calls prior to that call between people at very high levels of military and diplomacy and politics, the evidence was clear that this was not a courtesy, this was a courtesy call to let the president know, we're coming across, you know, you have however many hours, and I'm going to be careful because a lot of this stuff's classified, but you either have to get out of the way or you're fighting a war against Turkey, who's remember, a NATO ally. Not a very good friend, but they're a NATO ally. The United States has a lot of assets in Turkey, military assets, including some pretty serious weapons systems that we control, but they are in bases in Turkey. So while the Kurds are our friends, the Turks are our allies, we've brokered peace for a long time while we had a mutual enemy in ISIS, but President Erdogan made this decision, not President Trump. And President Trump, at the advice of his Secretary of Defense, at the advice of top military leaders, including the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, withdrew because he wasn't going to put our men and women in uniform in harm's way for a fight that's not our fight.
So let me get this straight. All of the people that are critical of Donald Trump's decision to pull the troops out would have been okay if those 28 troops had been killed as a result of what was coming days later. I don't think so. I think then it would have been his fault that he didn't get the troops out of there in time.
Well, remember, a good number of the critics they make their decision based on what Donald Trump says or does, just because they got to take a position opposite of whatever he says and does, regardless of what their position was, you know, in previous administrations. And the Democratic Party is against whatever Donald Trump is for every time. There's very few exceptions, in that. So you're right. They would have been very critical. In fact, I would submit to you that Democrats, by and large, have been critical of being in Syria over the years. And so now somehow they think we should stay there.
We'll take a break, come back with more. Stephen Bismarck, you're next to go. Don and Richardson, Monty and Tioga, Dana and Judd. All questions for Senator Kramer we're going to get you. Text welcome to on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind Energy and Agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rick Perry, the latest member of the Trump cabinet to be stepping down. Energy Secretary Perry saying he's leaving, and not because of anything having to do with Ukraine.
Yeah, well, it has absolutely nothing to do with Ukraine. It has everything to do with, for the last 8 or 9 months, I've been looking back to Texas on a pretty regular basis to Round Top, Texas, my wife, my dogs, and kind of going on to the next adventure in life.
Perry was speaking on Fox and Friends. A key House committee has approved Speaker Nancy Pelosi's sweeping drug pricing measure. The bill the House Energy and Commerce panel approved last night would allow Medicare to negotiate lower prices on as many as 250 expensive drugs each year, and the discounts could then be applied to private health insurance plans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
One of our proud sponsors on What's On Your Mind, the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Gosh, I love what they do. And what do they do? Number one, they are battling in an industry constantly under attack, even though they provide affordable, reliable energy. Well, why would you attack them? Well, that's the world we live in right now. That's the era of the Green New Deal. It's how some folks roll. It really is. And so, 7 lignite-based power plants, the Great Plains Synfuels plant, and 5 active surface mines right now give 2 million folks affordable, reliable, increasingly clean electricity, synthetic natural gas, and fertilizer, too, we can't forget, in our very important ag industry. Good-paying jobs to more than 14,000 families, and they're keeping the lights on. From the drag line to the electric line, power plants located right next to an 800-year supply of low-cost lignite. Keeping your home comfortable, summer, winter, doesn't matter. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.com. Or with Senator Kevin Cramer, it's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions and comments, welcome. This week brought a vote in the Senate on the Syria thing. You talked about that as far as the sanctions. It brought a House vote on opposing the troop withdrawal.
Yeah.
One question I have there. How would you have voted on that?
On the House resolution?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the House resolution is really interesting to me. And to be honest, I didn't pay a lot of attention to it till after the vote because you just don't have time to pay a lot of attention to it. But when I looked at the House resolution, there's one thing that bothers me a lot, and I would have voted no. And the reason I would have is because of resolution number one. So the whereas, and I'd encourage people to look it up. It's House Joint Resolution 77. But the whereases all are just facts, right? And then it gets to resolve by the Senate and the House that Congress, and the number one is opposes the decision to end certain United States efforts to prevent Turkish military operations against Syrian Kurdish forces in northeast Syria. And on that basis, I'd have voted no, because I don't oppose the decision to do it. I wish it was different, Scott. I wish Turkey wouldn't have made the decision to cross over and go after the Kurds, and that there's a long history there, and we don't, it would take a long time to go through it all, but I would be happy to if people want, but I would encourage people to study it. But the reason I oppose that is it presumes that the United States created this. We didn't. This is the Turkish president who made the decision to come across the border and invade
northern Syria and create this 32-kilometer safe zone, so to speak. It's really a militarized zone, and push the Kurds out. And I don't oppose that decision. Everything I know, I would have made the same decision, Scott. And I know it's uncomfortable, and I know the Kurds are our friends, but we have to remember Turkey is our ally, that our 28 to 50 military people would have been right in the path of maybe 10,000 or more Turkish military, and we're going to stand there and let them get run over on this principle.
Yeah, this is what I don't get. And two things struck me. One, okay, you're opposing the troop withdrawal. So if they stay and they die, you're okay with that, because that's what they were done. They were pulled out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think anybody's recognizing that consequence, knowing what we know from, you know, the military leaders. And second of all, if you can vote that quick on something that you see Nancy Pelosi is sticking it to Donald Trump, how about whipping up a quick vote on the USMCA that right now can help farmers and ranchers that are in the middle of one tough harvest, one very difficult growing season coming to an end right now. And this is an easy layup. All you got to do is call a vote. You claim to be concerned about it. Where's the vote on that?
Well, I want to be fair to our friends in the House as well, because as you know, I mean, it was overwhelming. It's not like it was a close vote. There were, I think, 60 people who voted against it in the whole House of Representatives. Part of the problem, Scott, is that what you and I are talking about now, not a lot of people did know. And some of this information has dribbled out, although this is what I said even on Jake Tapper on Sunday, and he took issue with it. I, not having been briefed, said, how do you know the president had a choice? We don't know that Erdogan, whether he was bluffing or promising, or we don't know yet the intel that he knew at the time he made the decision, that tens of thousands of Turkish troops were coming to the border, that there were all kinds of installations being stood up at the border, that he wasn't just bluffing, that this was not a call on October 6th, again, to seek advice, but rather to give us the courtesy of getting out of the way of something they were inevitably going to do. And so, not everybody knew that yet, and I didn't know it, but I suspected it when I took the position I took on Sunday. But part of the problem is that there's yet to be a classified briefing of the entire Congress. Now, I sit on the Armed Services Committee, so we did have a classified hearing on it yesterday with the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. But Scotty, last December and then January, when the president first announced, remember, this is what General Mattis quit over. Remember that when he resigned as Secretary of Defense, it was over the decision to withdraw from Syria last December. I kept my powder dry then, too, because I suspected there was much more to it. And sure enough, after hearing the briefings on how the withdrawal was going to take place, I was much more comfortable with it. So on these very complicated major issues, you do well. That's not to say you don't have an opinion, but you do well to get all the information before you cast a hasty vote. Now, again, you have an opinion. You got to be able to talk about it. You know, we want to support the Kurds and do. I would vote for a resolution like this if it didn't have opposition to the decision, frankly, Scott. I probably will vote for even tougher sanctions on Turkey for what they've done. But I might even consider, by the way, I think we should have a serious talk about whether Turkey should remain in NATO. I think that's an important point. But people have to know we have a lot of military assets in Turkey. They are a NATO ally. They are, by the way, I think this is a pretty important fact to understand. Turkey has the second largest army in NATO. The only country in NATO that has a larger army than Turkey is the United States of America. These are not insignificant facts or points when you make decisions on resolutions like this.
Let's see here. A Facebook post I'll share with you. 43 South Dakota farmers and ranchers have filed for bankruptcy in just the last 2 weeks. And what has our government been doing? Are they ratifying the Mexico, Canada, and American trade agreement? Are they helping our president with the trade agreement with the Chinese? Are they investigating why the meat packers are making $600 per head on the same cattle that our producers can't make a living on? No. They're busy trying to impeach our president. You know, if America wants to get rid of President Trump, we'll do it in November of 2020. So in the meantime, Congress, get off your butts, get things done for the American people, and let this president do his job.
Wow, is that a great Facebook post. So let me just cover a couple of those things, because I don't... because the post is exactly right. But in the meantime, some of us are really working hard on a few of these things. One thing people should know is my staff right now was working with the USDA on this year's crop insurance situation because of the I don't want to say it's unique, but severe, certainly, situation that our farmers find themselves in this what would otherwise be a harvest season. It looks more like spring, and it's so wet, and we are very familiar, obviously, with the challenges out there. And so we're trying to get, first of all the information we can about crop insurance and how it can be paid out, and then trying to provide as much incentive and encouragement to USDA and to crop insurance decision makers at RMA and whatnot to make sure that they use all the flexibility they have and all the authority they have to be as flexible as they can be with our farmers who are making claims. There's maybe some things yet to learn before the end of the fall, but when you get a foot and a half of snow or up to 30 inches of snow in early October, it sort of looks like the end of the harvest season, especially when it's on top of a whole bunch of water. So that's work continues. Pressure on Nancy Pelosi to bring up USMCA continues, and it's been ramped up. There was some encouraging news earlier this week, in fact, the negotiations are very near an end with USTR, but, you know, we always hear that. Negotiating with the Democrats in the House is like sort of like negotiating with the Chinese. Every time you give them something they want something else. But she has to bring that up, you know, soon. And so all of that's going to continue apart from all the other noise, but to the Post's point, yeah, the Democrats in the House are way more wrapped up in things. In an impeachment, by the way, here's probably one of the best points in the Post. We are 13 months away from an election. They're trying to undo the last one that was 3 years ago, and we're 1 year from the next
might
one.
Might that be because they're not quite sure that they're going to win that one? I think that's exactly right. Steve Bismarck for Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thanks for waiting, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, Senator Cramer, I have a question for you on the FDA drug regulations. I think you're familiar with PKAN disorder with my grandsons. Mm-hmm. I think you're familiar with them.
I am. Yeah, we have. Yes, I'm quite familiar.
Okay. Yes. Okay. We've always been told that the treatment or trial is going to go just around the corner, and that's been like 2 years. It's just around the corner. It's just around the corner. Now, when I went on to the Spoonbill Foundation, it's within weeks. My concern is it just it's always just around the corner, and FDA will come up with another thing that Dr. Hayfleck will have to go through to get this trial started.
Right.
Now, there is no supposedly treatment for PKN except for Dr. Hayfleck's work has proven that it will help. And I guess I just talked to Congressman Armstrong's office a couple weeks ago, and I asked them for his counterpart in your office to get together and talk to FDA or talk to you guys about pressuring them a little more to get this trial started.
Does that work, Senator Cramer? Research? Can you move it along?
Yeah, you can. The FDA moves as slow as any other federal agency. It's been better in the last couple of years, but still. But remember, we have this right to try law that we passed, that the president pushed. And I'll make a call to FDA today, frankly. I need to see where we are in all of that and just push them along as hard as I can.
All right, Steve, you got your answer. Appreciate it. Don and Richardson, when we come back, don't go away.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
In today's crowded higher education field, there's one university whose quality and personal care stands out from the crowd. The University of Mary. The University of Mary offers truly affordable, flexible adult education because your success is our priority. Here, you matter, and we're with you every step of the way to make sure you succeed. Choose a university community that cares about you as a student for life. Discover the university that cares at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I am blessed to have a friend by the name of Mike Lindell, and Kevin as well. In fact, Mike Lindell is in Bismarck this week at Kevin's invite, so we'll tell you about that in a minute. But one thing, Kevin, that Mike wanted to do for our listeners is to say, I want to make sure we're taking care of your listeners, so let's always give them the best deals. And so they came up with a deal where they put a whole bunch of products in a bucket under Radio Listener Specials at MyPillow.com. And you can save up to 50% off my pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and a lot more. And the body pillow, regularly $89.99 with promo code Scott, it's $29.99. You can pre-order Mike's book too, which is pretty cool. And again, there's no risk in buying these products because they're so confident in what they've designed and how people love them that they put a 60-day money-back guarantee on. You literally can send them back after using them for 60 days, and they'll give you your money back. Plus, there is, of course, a 10-year warranty. The pillows never go flat. 800-506-9028, the number, 800-506-9028, or go to mypillow.com, promo code Scott, under the radio listener specials and get the great deal. And you have been Bismarck busy all weekend starting tonight, right, Kevin?
That's right. So he's speaking at a teen challenge, a North Dakota teen challenge or adult and teen challenge, a banquet tonight, which is sold out, by the way. It's a fundraising banquet that's sold out, and that's cool. Chris and I will be with him this evening there. And then tomorrow, he's doing a couple of, you know, for sort of private events. They're non-fundraising events, working on partnerships in recovery and entrepreneurism. And, you know, he, as you know, as you've stated, and the reason he's speaking at Teen Challenge is because he's recovered from addiction, and he works with a lot of, especially faith-based, I think even exclusively faith-based organizations that work on treatment and addiction healing and whatnot. So he's meeting with various groups on to partner on some things there. But this evening at 5:30, we're going to have a free viewing of the movie Unplanned that he, that he was an executive producer for, has a cameo acting role in. And then after the movie, so it's a free planning. And this is, by the way, at New Song Church here in Bismarck. And I think the website, oh, God forgive me if I get this wrong, but I think it's newsongbismarck.com. But, you know, Google New Song Bismarck and you'll find it. But there's no RSVP required for that. So that's at 5:30. And then after the showing, he's going to do a Q&A. He's a great opportunity to meet Mike. He's one of these guys that stays till the last person leaves, you know. It's really fun. Then he's going to be speaking at our church tomorrow morning at 9 and 10:30 at New Song Bismarck. So, he's got a great story to tell, as you know, Scott.
You'll be in the good graces with your pastor because you had the website right. NewSongBismarck.com. You got it right.
Wow. How did I know that?
Exactly right.
Surprised at myself.
I just double checked. And I would tell you, folks, if you've not seen the movie Unplanned, regardless of your views on the pro-life issue, go see it. It is a magnificent movie. Very well done. The story is the true story. It's the story of Abby Johnson. And she is, I've met her before. Her book's amazing. The movie did a perfect job of just laying out the whole thing. And you just need to see it. It's really, really cool. I also think it's cool because it demonstrates, in that case, that particular clinic that she worked at, that she left, actually was closed. They shut it down. And Michael Lindell is part of the wrecking crew of the building, you know, where they he's actually on a backhoe. But the reason it closed was because of prayer, right? There were people outside that were praying. And Abby Johnson came and joined those folks. So it's that's the amazing thing. That was just people who said, look, I want to pray for this to end. But the whole story behind it, her story, it's just amazing. So I hope folks go. That's 5:30 tomorrow night, right? And free at New Song Church? No charge for that?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
beautiful. Don in Richardson for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, guys. I've got one for you. Senator, I don't know. Have you heard California, maybe a month or so ago, passed a law stating that all port drivers have to, their own authority to go to the ports. They have to be incorporated. They cannot be leased to anybody. They have to have their own authority. Did you hear anything about that?
I not that I can recall. I don't recall that. But that doesn't mean it's not true, obviously.
Yeah, well, here's the next thing that just came down. This law, the way it's written, I don't know if there's an inadvertent thing that happened with the law, but now they're saying that nobody is leased to a company in California can be leased. They all have to get their own authority and pay thousands of dollars to get their own authority. And now the word is that there's 20 some other states that are looking at the same law. They're kind of talking about doing this and making everybody, all the owner operators like myself. Now, I have my own authority, and I am incorporated, so it doesn't bother me, but all these companies that have leased-on drivers are all going to have to go and get their own authority, which costs, when I did it 10 years ago, it was like $1,100 to do it. Now, I'm quite sure it's close to $2,000.
Sure.
But, this is going to put a lot more, another thing to put burden on the trucking industry, and yeah. I just thought I'd throw it out at you and see if you could talk about it, or if you do anything about it?
Now as you're talking, I do recall hearing some of this, and of course, this, in my view, Scotty, this gets to the challenge of, first of all, California is such a big market that when California sets a really high standard for any number of things, it's several other states follow them, partly because they're run by other progressives, or because California sets a national standard because everybody wants to do business with California.
We're going to flag this topic for next week because we're out of time, folks, and I didn't get to all the calls today. Sorry about that. We're out of time.
To Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norskfest Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Shaheen. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norskfest Norway tour. May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.